Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Number four, David had a grateful heart. David had a grateful heart. All right? Have a grateful heart. You know what happens if you give to an ungrateful person? And you watch this and you see it happening in the world today. When you give to an ungrateful person, you create a spirit of entitlement. Now they want it for free. Now they're not respectful. Now they're not grateful. An ungrateful person, God said He gave them over to their reprobate minds. Ingrates in God. They were ungrateful and He gave them over to a reprobate mind. You understand? Ungrateful people will never be satisfied, will never be happy. If you're ungrateful, you're going to find some problem wherever you go. Come on. Have you ever met the drama queen or drama king? You know them? Yeah. You meet those people and you say, and everything is negative? I mean, sweet Jesus, everything is negative. Amen. I mean, I know people like that. They are so negative. I mean, it's just amazing. Never grateful. Can be the greatest day. I've seen these people on the golf course. The greatest weather, the greatest day. You're about to play a great game and someone gets ungrateful because something happened. They hit a bad shot and they cuss and carry on. What's that? Ungratefulness. And when you give to an ungrateful person, I'm telling you, you create a spirit of entitlement. And that entitlement, it just feeds itself. It feeds itself. It wants more. Then it wants more. Then it wants more. And eventually, it says, I want to be a communist because I can get it all for free. Better watch out. Better watch out. You better not cry. You better know. Okay. So David had many ups and downs, but he was always thankful and grateful to God. He always loved God. He always grateful to God. Look at Psalm 9. I mean, really, I love this. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will give thanks and praise the Lord. With all my heart, I will tell aloud of your wonders and marvelous deeds. That's the heart. I will give thanks and praise the Lord. You see, God said He's got a heart after my heart. And look what He used David for. David became the greatest king of Israel. He did the greatest feats, some of the greatest feats in Israel. And God used him mightily. But look at this heart. I will give thanks and praise the Lord with all my heart. I will tell aloud of your wonders and marvelous deeds. Psalm 95, verse 2. Okay, that one jumped. Woo, my God. Psalm 95, please. And verse 2, alrighty, he says, yeah, let us come to Him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to Him. See that heart of praise and worship, heart of thankfulness and gratefulness. Let us come to Him with thanksgiving. How many of you come to God with thanksgiving? I mean, or do you just wake up in the morning, oh God, another day. Lord, help me, Lord, help me. Jesus, I need, and you got your shopping list. Okay, Lord, you ready? Here we go. He says, be still and know that I'm God. Amen. Come to Him with thankfulness, grateful heart. We've got to come to God with a grateful heart. This is when God can start to use a person. But you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't. God does. God will take care of it. Put your faith in Him, love Him, honor Him, respect Him, and worship Him in the midst of the tribulation. I mean, think about this. David's writing these things when he's running around hiding from Saul and all the things he did. David is saying, let us come to Him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to Him. Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. You see that heart? How many of you think you got that heart? Someone takes your parking spot. Sweet Jesus. It's the end of the world. Really? Someone sits in your chair at church? Oh, God. Yeah. like you bought that chair. Well, I'll give my tithes. Oh, so you're giving it to me now? Or you're giving it to God? We've got to get a great... I'm serious. You've got to... Look at what he says here. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. All good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. James 1:17. He says, all good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father. How often do we get up and give him thanks? Try tomorrow morning. I know you all get up early to pray. So try tomorrow morning when you get up. The first thing you do is fall on your knees and say, oh God, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, Lord, for a wonderful rest last night. A great night of sleep. Thank you, Lord, for making it dark. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of my family. Thank you, Lord, that the house wasn't blown over. Thank you, Lord, that my children are safe. Thank you, Lord, my grandkids are. I thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank you, Lord. You'll forget the needs you have. You'll forget about your problems, and they will disappear when God sees you thanking him. I mean, really, we've got to get that kind of heart. David had that heart. Sweet Jesus. Psalm 100, verse 4. Look what he says here. Be what? And what? Bless his name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. Be thankful to the Lord and bless his name. Wow. Jesus, your name is highly exalted. I esteem you above everything and anything. You are magnificent. You are mighty. I thank you that you had a heart for me, that you lived and died for me. I'm so grateful for what you did. Think about what he did. And when you get angry because someone cut you off, think about Jesus dying that death and get thankful. I mean, I go through it as well. God cuts me off. I don't like that. The bird used to fly in my car many years. Finally, I got rid of that bird. How many of you still have the bird fly? Come on. We've got to get a thankful heart. Silly little things can make us crazy. When God went through excruciating death, and I'm fighting somebody over my chair at church, or I need to win this argument, and we're not stopping this argument until I win and I get the last word in, and God died for them as well as for you, and I've got to prove you wrong, prove me right. That's just pride. That's just pride. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm just about finished, and I want to finish this because there's five things that David did. And we've seen four of them now. And the fifth one is after David sinned. After David sinned, he was truly repentant. He really repented. He didn't continue living the sin. What does that mean? Well, I mean, look at this, a picture of a king. If it comes up, there's a picture of the king looking all downcast. Can you get it up for me, guys? Picture of the king? No? All right. We just go to the next thing. David's sins included adultery, lying, pride, murder, and a whole lot of other things. I'm sure that we're not aware of all of them. But those were his sins that he had. He sinned against God, but he admits it. He owns up, and he repents of it. Saul, on the other hand, did not repent. David repented. Lord, I'm sorry. And he turned from that sin. Now, many of us, our sins have been forgiven. All of our sins are forgiven. But if you're living in ongoing sin every day, it's wrong. I don't care what anyone says. It's flat out wrong to live in sin when the Bible says the wages of sin, by the way, this is New Testament. The wages of sin is death. Amen. Right? Something you don't want might happen to you. I don't care what it is. If you're living in a sin and you know it's sin and you're a born again child of God and you don't try to stop that sin, I take issue with that. And I'm not going to change that. No one's going to make me believe anything other that so-and-so said you don't have to repent. And so-and-so, anybody yet, you don't need to repent. Me, I sin. I say, I'm very sorry. And I thank you that I'm covered by the blood. and I stop. I stop. I make an effort to stop the wrongdoing. Repentance means to stop, to turn from, to go the other way. That's what repentance. This is not repentance. I'm sorry and do it again. I'm sorry and do it again. It means stop, make a U-turn and move away from that sin. And David, when he was caught out, look at 2 Samuel 12, verse 13. Did it come up? Okay. Look what it says here. Then David confessed to Nathan, I've sinned against the Lord. Nathan replied, yes, but the Lord has forgiven you and you won't die for the sin. Now that's old covenant. You would die for sin. New covenant, we don't. God's taking care of that problem. But he repented. He admitted it and he said, I have sinned. I have sinned. Saul said, no, I haven't sinned. And he justified why he did what he did. And he ended up the throne taken from him. David said, you're right, I have. Just fess it, own up to it, and stop doing it. Had total faith in God. He trusted God 100%. David absolutely loved God's law. David had a grateful heart. And David was truly repentant whenever he needed to be. And God said, that's a man after my own heart. It's not that hard. Those five things. Can you worship God? How many of you can worship God? Is there anything stopping you? Is there any reason you can't worship God? And can you get to a place in life where you can trust God and have faith in Him 100%? Can you have faith in God? He says in Mark 11, verse 22, he says, have faith in God. That's exactly what he said. Have faith in God. So how many of you can have faith in God? Is there any reason you can't have faith in God? Number three, can you love the Word of God? What would stop you loving the Word of God? There's one thing I know that can stop you, is when you're living wrong and you don't like what it says. That'll stop you loving the Word of God. But if you read the Word of God with an open heart and ask God to help you and give you a revelation of the Word, you will fall in love with that Word. There's nothing stopping you. What's going to stop you from loving the Word of God? Is there anything stopping you from learning and knowing the Word of God? How many of you cannot have a grateful heart? You can't. There's no way you can be grateful. Is there anything stopping you from being grateful? Your upbringing? What you've been through? Any of you saved? Anyone saved in you? Okay, well, are you grateful for what He did to save you? All right, then the last one. How many of you can repent? In other words, how many of you can at least try to stop knowing the sin in your life and doing it, repeating it over and over? How many of you can at least try to stop it and get the help of the Holy Spirit? Are there any of you that can't even put the effort in to stop sinning? In other words, you can worship God on a daily basis. You can have faith in God. You can love God's Word. You can have a grateful heart to God. And you can be repentant and turn from sinning. So all of us can do that, right? Well, let's do it. And God will say the same thing He said of David. You got a heart after my own heart. Now let me use you for some amazing feats.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service.